conscious couples, business partners, and singles committed to attracting their dream partner. Welcome to the Conscious Couples Podcast, where we share our life, love story, and combined relationship expertise to help you create and consistently cultivate the most magnificent intimate relationship possible.
Never again will you feel hopeless and alone in your intimate relationship challenges.
Having accumulated thousands of hours coaching conscious couples and individuals all over the world, as well as starting and growing a global business together, Alan and I are here to guide you and all things relationships.
Thank you again for tuning into the one place where it's not about you or me, it's about the we. Conscious couples and individuals from all over the world, welcome back to the one and only Conscious Couples Podcast, also known as the Love Train.
Doot, doot.
Nice. I didn't know you were going to do that. Thank you for that. So today we have episode 111. It is going to be accepting your partner for who they are. Before we jump into this episode, we want to thank Next Level Podcast Solutions for producing this show and so many other shows, helping people improve their lives and flourish in their relationships, success, career, all of the above. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the work behind the scenes that you do to make us look great and share our message to the world. Thank you.
We love you.
As always, yes, as always, sweetheart, ladies first. Ladies first. Yeah, what is your intention?
So my intention for this episode is to help our listeners get the benefits of acceptance and accepting your partner in particular without falling prey or being victim of your relationship. Or in other words, what my father always used to say to me, and now I know very, very intimately well, is settling for less. How do you get the upside of acceptance without settling for less?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. How do you get the upside of accepting your partner for who they are? And how do you know the difference between that and settling for less? So that's what we're going to do today. Okay, so in these episodes, we coach people, as you all know, Relationship Talks Coaching, and that's where we get a lot of our ideas for these episodes, because these are people, couples that we work with. And what we've found, at least I've found in coaching so many people, is a lot of people think this is a you problem, when in reality, it's a people problem. Mm-hmm. Everyone has this challenge to some extent in their relationship. The uniqueness of that, the variance of that, the spectrum of that changes. But at the end of the day, this is something that everyone deals with.
Yeah.
How do I accept my partner for who they really are? Not mm-hmm. who I wish they were, not who they ought to be, not who I think they should be, not my projection of them, not who they want to pretend to be, but for who they really are. And so this came up in a Relationship Talks coaching session we had, where the female in the relationship, she had to work and the male stayed and did the call anyway. And we went through the conscious love languages. So if you have not yet heard or seen the 25 conscious love languages, we have a PDF that Emilia created. You and I co-created it, mm-hmm. but you created it essentially. And on the left side, it has partner one. Excuse me. On the right side, it has partner two. And what you do is you sit down with your partner and you go through each of the 25 conscious love languages and you rate from 0 to 10 how important they are to you. Mm. And we've done this many times with many couples. And at this stage, don't freak out if there's mismatches. Every couple has a couple mismatches where one partner, it's a 10, the other partner, it's a 2 or a 3. Mm-hmm. And that's usually where you're missing each other. So
like quality time, for example.
Yes.
But that isn't a conscious love language. That's supporting one's growth is.
Right.
So if you're listening to this podcast, likely growth is important to you. And because it wasn't on the top five love languages, it probably got swept underneath the rug. So if that's at a level 10 for you, you're going to definitely feel heard completing this assessment.
Definitely. And so one of the keys to the 25 conscious love languages too, which by the way, you can download at a link in the show notes and you should, it's going to be very illuminating.
Yeah.
And I really, really implore you to do that, because there are more than five.
Yeah.
There are way more than five. There's certain ones that I never thought of before getting to be with you and vice versa as well. So there's a lot of things that you might be missing each other on that we've never had this happen where there wasn't like an aha, holy crap
moment. So many aha moments.
So one of the aha moments we had that brought this episode to be of the accepting your partner for who they really are is this partner is 10 out of 10 in health and fitness. Health and fitness is one of the 25 conscious love languages. Mm-hmm. And their partner, he rated her only as a 3. And that was a level 7 mismatch.
Yeah.
Which is causing some contention in their relationship. Not much, but a little bit. It's there. And so Emilia and I had this honest discussion with this person of, okay, how, what's the difference between, is she ever going to be as passionate about health and fitness as you when you're a 10 out of 10 hardcore, like bodybuilder
every single day,
that kind of thing. Yeah. And should you try to change her and that kind of thing? No. So how do you accept her for where she is? Mm-hmm. Out of three, mm-hmm. and then lead by example to hopefully help her blossom in that love language, in that passion like you have. But on top of that, should you get some gym buddies that are as passionate about health and fitness as you are, so that you don't unconsciously put the weight of that on her when she might not be as passionate about that? And so that's sort of what we're going to discuss today.
Definitely. So one of the things that we always find, no matter what type of relationship it is, especially when we talk about intimate relationships, we all as human beings have a deep, deep desire to belong. And when it comes to these conscious love languages, when we have a level 10 out of 10 with one of our love languages, we are likely getting some feel around, we want our partner to share in that love, that inspiration, whatever it means to us. We want to help share and exchange that meaning to our partner in some degree, because that will help us feel like we belong even deeper with one another, right? That's where the emotional intimacy and connection points really, really come from. And so this partner that level, that values health and fitness at a level 10, like you said, babe, what are the odds and what are the chances that there's a little bit of additional pressure that's being put on the other partner who might not value that at the level that he does? There always is. And whenever you value something at a level 10, there's an unconscious desire to have the person that you love and care about value that even more. That's what we call projection. And so if you've ever heard the adage of your partner shouldn't be your everything, right? That's pretty much the saying that's here, where your partner values something at a level 10. And if they were your everything, then they would also value it at a level 10. But the issue with that, that often we don't talk about publicly, is the fact that that adds a level of pressure and lack of acceptance with your partner for where they're actually at.
Right.
So instead of accepting and loving them for where they are and what their love languages are, you just add this pressure of, well, I fall in love with who they could be, right? If they were to be at the gym with me every single day, you fall in love with that version of them.
To bring this to a practical example that I think will resonate with all of our listeners too, if you're listening to this episode right now with your partner, you probably have a mutual love language of supporting each other's growth.
Yep.
If you are listening to this alone and you've never shared the Conscious Couples podcast with your intimate partner, most likely there's an unconscious maybe fear of they don't want to grow as much as I do, or maybe they're not into growth or passionate about personal growth as much as I am, or you're afraid to project onto them something that they maybe will pretend to be passionate about when they're really not. And so I would say face that fear for sure. But I think that's a very relatable example where you don't want to fall in love with potential.
Yeah.
I think we've done episodes about that in the past. And so, for example, Emilia loves outdoor adventures and I love health and fitness. So what we've tried to do is combine adventures with health and fitness. So we'll climb mountains. We've climbed five mountains together. And every single time, it was definitely an athletic endeavor for me and for you as well.
Yeah,
but for you,
that.
It's the nature more than anything. And for me, it's the health and fitness more than anything. So we found a way to integrate, but only after first accepting the truth of each other and who we were. And in the beginning, quite frankly, I want to be honest about this, I had trouble accepting myself for being okay with not loving adventures as much as you do.
Yeah, we talked about that
in the former
podcast. And
vice versa with movies as well.
I was actually just talking to another couple that was sharing the depths of the 25 conscious love languages about exactly that. And that's one of the things that I want to bring into this episode, specifically around how critical it is to accept your partner where they're at, because then from there you can build, as opposed to accepting your partner or wanting them to be a level 10 in health and fitness, like this couple that we talked about a little bit earlier. That's the danger zone. And that's where a lot of relationships end up in a pool of disappointment, because for one reason or another, after time, you start to really uncover who the person actually is, and it falls short of what your expectation was that you fell in love with, especially if you fell in love with that potential.
And that falling in love with that potential is also known as putting them on a pedestal.
Yep.
And so rather than admit the truth, so to go back to this original couple, our advice, our guidance for this couple was, okay, you gave her a three. Is that because she's actually a three, or because she actually wants to be more than that, but maybe doesn't feel like she can jump to 10.
Right.
Where you are.
It's the latter.
And do you think that it would benefit her to have you have some of that fulfilled outside of the relationship mm-hmm. and make that okay? And so I think we can talk a little bit about that too, because I think there tends to be in intimate relationships this, well, I would rather do that with my partner, mm-hmm. but I don't want to force her or him.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go do this with my friends instead. And now my partner doesn't feel included and it can get really muddy.
Yeah.
And so how do we navigate that?
So there's two elements to this that we want to share with every single one of the listeners, because when you and I were talking about this, it's like, okay, well, how do you accept your partner for where they are genuinely without settling for less? Because we know a lot of our community, we know a lot of people in relationships struggle with the compassionate bone, wanting to constantly give their partners the benefit of the doubt. And as a result, will maybe sacrifice their own boundaries, sacrifice their own values, sacrifice the things that they love to do.
Can you give an example?
Just to meet that partner's projection. So let's say, for example, the client that we talked about, he loves health and fitness. His partner, who wasn't on the call, let's say, for example, he asks her, hey, can you come to the gym with me? I want you to value this at a level 10 out of 10. And so because I'm running that narrative, I'm going to ask you to come to the gym with me. And she is probably open-minded to it and is like, okay, yeah, I'll try to work out with you, but I might not be at the level 10. And she's supportive. But let's say, for example, she actually wanted to go horseback riding that same day. And she hasn't gone horseback riding in a long time. And that's something that she loves to do. And she spent a lot of time, effort, and energy and money making sure that that day was the day planned for her horseback riding endeavors.
Would she can herself?
She would can the horseback riding just to go be at the gym with this partner. And that's what,
and then pretend to love it.
Exactly. Yeah. While deep down inside, there's a little bit of sadness, resentment, maybe contempt at how the partner was not necessarily acknowledging what she values in contrast and maybe underneath what he values.
Okay, so that's the unhealthy way to handle that. What would be the healthy way?
Mm-hmm. So a healthy way, and
that specific
this
example.
Specific example would be to
and that's a hypothetical example.
It is a hypothetical, but I kind of want to bring back, there's four scenarios in this that we're kind of getting into right now.
Hi, my name is Jason Blackstock and this is my wife Lisa. We got connected with Alan and Amelia a few months ago through friends. We were trying to look for ways to strengthen our relationship.
And right away, we just noticed with Alan and Amelia how they made us feel so calm, and like everything that they did with us was gentle, and it felt so like we could let our guard down right away. And that was something that allowed us to open up and just get closer so quickly. So
yeah, I felt it was very easy to connect with them, and their intuition for our situation was very surprising to me. Both past and present, they just knew us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they picked up on things that we didn't even think they would. They just, even in our mannerisms and the way we would look at each other at certain points in the conversation, it was just really cool to feel like they understood us, and it really gave us all the tools that we needed to work on us when we weren't talking directly to them. So we had like homework to do and things to work on, and it really elevated our relationship in big ways. And I think we're both really excited to keep working with Alan and Amelia, because you're never done working on your relationship, and I just feel like that is, if we're good, then the rest of our world is good with our children and our four kids. So
yeah, we're very grateful that we met Alan and Amelia and are looking forward to the future.
So a healthy version of that would help would have the partner that wants to go horseback riding on the same day that he asked her to go to the gym. She would say, I'm open to coming to the gym with you. However, I've been planning for a long time now going horseback riding. And that's something that I absolutely adore doing and is really, really important to me. Would you be open to maybe going to the gym on another day, or maybe going after horseback riding, so that she doesn't sacrifice what she values for the relationship and for the narrative that the relationship can easily build if she does? And she can also have an open, honest dialogue with her partner that helps him accept her, that she values horseback riding
more
than what he might want her to in comparison to what he loves more than the gym.
Right. And then he would respond in a healthy manner with,
yeah,
okay, I don't value horseback riding as much, but because you do, I'll come with you for that.
Yeah.
And after, can we please go to the gym? And even if you don't come with me, I got to make sure I hit the gym today.
So that's an integration. Exactly. What if the partner actually really does need to hit the gym and it doesn't work out from a time perspective where it's actually a whole day horseback riding event and he has a whole day, let's say, lifting competition or whatever, and those two on the same day conflict and there's really no way around it.
That's where a secure attachment style, a mature relationship would go their separate ways and then reconnect later.
Exactly. Right? So the way in which a couple would handle that to accept each other where they're at and not necessarily settle for less in a situation where one sacrifices, you know, their goals, their dreams, what they value for the other, it would actually give that partner reassurance, like, babe, I would love to support you. Like, here's what we could do. Send me pictures before or after. Or like, can we connect on the phone maybe after you're done, right when you're this or that? Or can we make sure that we talk about it later tonight? Like strategizing a little check-in afterwards or before, or just texting, like those little words of reassurance or those little micro game plans can go a really long way to help your partner know and be reassured that maybe you don't value what they value at a 10 out of 10, but you value them at a 10 out of 10. And so your communication can work in a way such that honors that from an open mind standpoint in a supportive space. And that's what a lot of partners end up not doing because they don't realize those waters and how to navigate them. That's where relationship talks coaching helps so much.
Okay. So for someone who's in a situation that doesn't feel like it's able to take that healthy road.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons underneath that is, so you mentioned open-minded and supportive.
Yeah.
The opposite of that would be closed-minded, yep, and not supportive.
Exactly.
And that, I think, is the key difference. And we talked about this before this episode,
yep,
we hit record. You and I talked. I asked Emilia a simple question. What is the difference between accepting your partner for who they are and then settling for a life that's less than what you really wanted?
Right.
And she said it was, are they open-minded,
mm-hmm,
and open to whatever that thing is, health and fitness, horseback riding, whatever.
Yeah.
And are they supportive of it?
Right.
And I think that, and she's, my next question was, how would they know if they weren't?
Yeah.
And I think intuitively you would be able to tell. And again, this comes back to that fundamental principle in all life, but also all relationships is, are you being suppressed,
mm-hmm,
or are you being amplified? If who you are, and I've talked about this before, so if who you are, I would rather you accept who that is and then amplify and dial that up,
yeah,
from that place of acceptance rather than try to pretend to go be something you're not,
yeah,
and then try to make that work long term.
Right.
Now, you can sustain that for maybe a month or two,
yeah,
and that's the honeymoon phase, what often happens. And then you have this sort of manufactured surface level relationship,
mm-hmm,
that was awesome in the beginning, but now it's not. And that's because you're kind of manufacturing something that isn't authentic,
yeah,
to you.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like having a manufactured antique. It's not authentic,
mm-hmm,
and versus maybe a copied piece of art or whatever, that, mm-hmm, kind of thing. That's a good analogy. And so the question becomes, is your partner and you, and this is the mirror here, is your partner and you open-minded, number one, and supportive of the other person's passions and love languages?
Right.
So if you do have a mismatch, and we highly recommend you download the PDF, do it 0 to 10, and we can help you through, by the way, in Relationship Talks Coaching. If you want to jump on with your partner, we can go through this together. We've, yeah, done that several times, both for free and paid sessions.
Yeah.
And we absolutely adore it. There's always some great stuff that comes out of those things. So, mm-hmm, please do that if you're game. The link to register, the link to download the PDF will be in the show notes, and so will the link to book a 30-minute session, free session with Emilia and I. Mm-hmm. But the question to end this episode with is, are you truly supportive of who your partner is and open to growing in that arena, even if it's not ever going to reach the level 10 that your partner is,
right,
quote unquote. Okay.
So true.
And vice versa, the other question is my partner truly open-minded and supportive of my passions, my love languages,
yeah,
my goals and dreams from this frame?
Because if they're not, then you are settling for less. And
exactly,
that's the thing. When you and I had that dialogue, how did they know? I think a lot of couples, I know there's a lot of couples, I've been here before, and I study them every single day. I'm in the conversations, as are you, with people every single day. We hear our intuition, but yet we override that.
Would you be willing to share an example privately that was suppressing and settling versus the supportive and growth?
I actually had prepared two of them for this unique couple, so I'm going to share that, even though I'd be willing. I just, not for recall right now. It's not as present. So what I'll share with in this couple, for example, a closed-minded and a not supportive partnership would be from the male to the female in this instance. Same male who loves fitness and health at a level 10 and the female who loves horseback riding at a level 10. If he were to say, she's like, you know, I'm going on a horseback riding adventure, like, would you want to come? Or, you know, can you support me or something like that? He says something along lines of like, riding's actually really dumb. And honestly, I don't know why you do that. I'm not really interested in coming. And I don't really want to talk about this later. And like, that's a very obvious no, they're not open-minded and no, they're not supportive situation in comparison to the yes situation where they're open-minded and they're supportive, which would be something like along the lines of, horseback riding is actually something that you love, and I'm so glad that you've reignited that passion of yours. I know it's been hard trying to find what you're passionate about, and here we are. You know, at one point this was just a dream, and although maybe I'd love to come with you, you know, I can be there, however, I'm gonna go to the gym, and afterwards I really want to reconnect with you. Or if I can move things around, then I'd be more than happy to be there. And that type of a contrast is where there will be no intuitive pings with the second one because of the fact that you have open-mindedness and you have support from your partner. Whereas with the first one, like I said, the closed-minded and not supportive, that would be an intuitive ping that the woman in the relationship could have of being like, well, obviously this is so important to me and he doesn't see me. And I think that I'm settling for less if this stuff happens again and again and again. I think I'm settling for less. And that intuitive ping that happens in those moments, you can literally either, you know, kind of shrink and be suppressed and become less of who you are.
And tell yourself a story less. That's how all guys are, or that, right. That'll be the same in another relationship. Right. And that's where you face the deepest fear of being alone versus being in this relationship.
Or even shield bumping and challenging, say, listen, like, I go to the gym with you and that's something that
I watch
really
football
love.
With
I
you
do this for
or
you.
Whatever. Right?
And it's not like a horse trading mentality, but rather like an actual statement of I'm not settling
you.
For less in this relationship. And I would challenge you to support me in the way in which I support you, or at least your version of that. And I would challenge you to be open-minded to the things that I love as I have, or your version that's similar to what I've been for you. So that's what I would say to round out this episode. So also in the show notes, as Alan mentioned, there will be an additional link to register for our next free relationship talks event. This one's going to be April 18th at 6 p.m. 34 event, our 34th. Who is your partner getting bad advice from? This is going to be something very special for every single one of you. You don't have to have your camera or mic on, but we do hope that you go there and you join us and other conscious couples and conscious singles that are trying to help their relationships flourish.
Okay, so to wrap this whole episode in sort of a bow here, I want to be very direct and just give the three buckets. So imagine you're doing the conscious love languages. Just imagine that in your mind's eye. And you come across these three different buckets. Every single one of the 25 conscious love languages can go into one of these three buckets. Bucket one is we both have high numbers. We've mm-hmm. got an 8 and a 9, and we've got a 9 and an 8, and we've got a 10 and a 10. Those are the things that you integrate and do together. Mm-hmm. Bucket two, you've got a 10 and a 2. Rut-row, that's a mismatch. Mm-hmm. Now, we can decide at that point, is that something that we want to go do separately outside of the relationship? And build friendships around that mutual passion. I think a lot of relationships are built on mutual core values, mutual passions. Mm-hmm. So if me and my best friend love movies together, that's usually where relationships are born, okay? You play sports with someone, both love soccer. How many of your relationships, think about your past, how many of your relationships were built on a mutual passion? Mm-hmm. So me and my buddy Kiki growing up loved Star Wars. So we had these little lightsaber duels. We both loved Star Wars. That's what we connected on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so bucket one is both high numbers. Bucket two is mismatch. Now you can decide to grow together or to let that. That's where you need to do this work and say, am I open-minded and supportive? Mm-hmm. Is my partner open-minded and supportive? Because if not, that's going to create some toxins in your relationship. And then the third bucket is, honestly, take it or leave it. Both low numbers. Not a big deal. We don't need to go to the gym because neither one of us really care about it. And again, that's another conversation because I think everyone should care about their health and fitness to some extent, but it doesn't mean you have to be 10 out of 10. Okay, so those are the three buckets. The first one is both high numbers, awesome, integrate up a storm. The second one is mismatches, figure out whether or not you do or don't want to integrate, just don't settle. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the third bucket is we both have three out of three. We don't care about gift giving. You and I, we could care less about gift giving or gift receiving. So let's not worry about it. It's not a big deal. Okay. Before we go, also, I already mentioned Relationship Talks Coaching. If you do want to do it, the link will be in the show notes to register. And we appreciate you listening. As always, we appreciate you. I have to jump on another podcast in 2 minutes, so I got to jump. Thank you all so much. As always, it's not about you or me. It's about the we. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Conscious Couples Podcast. We love connecting with the Conscious Couples community, so please make sure you follow us on Instagram. I am at Evolve with Amelia, and Alan is A Lazarus 88.
Also, if you or your partner resonated with this episode, leave us a review at the link in the show notes, and please share this with someone you love and care about.
Until next time, remember, it's not about you or me. It's about
the we.